Welcome to your 5 for today. How many times do I have to tell you? It seems to go in one ear and out the other. How often have we heard phrases such as these? The Bible tells the story of a lad called Samuel who, at a very young age, came to live somewhere new, away from his home, family, and things familiar to him. The place to which he came was called Shiloh, where he came under the care of a man of God called Eli. It should have been a good and tranquil place where he could have learned to serve God, for it was here that people came to worship him. Sadly, Eli's two sons, who were now young men, were anything but a good example to him. Whenever someone came to bring a gift to God, they took it for themselves. Because of their threats, people were afraid to challenge them, and soon they began to stop coming. Samuel's early years were difficult. But God had had plans for this young lad before he'd even been born. Although the day was dark, yet there was light in the gloom, for God was still there. So it was that as Samuel lay down to sleep one night, he heard a voice calling, "Samuel!" Waking up, he answered, "Here I am," and ran to see Eli. "I'm here, you called me." Stirring from sleep, the old man said, "No, I didn't call you. Go and lie back down." Obediently, Samuel returned to his bed. But before long, he again heard a voice calling, "Samuel!" Again, he hurried to see what it was that Eli wanted, only for Eli to answer as before, "No, I didn't call you, son. Go back to sleep." Could he have been dreaming? Or perhaps Eli was dreaming and had cried out in his sleep. But Samuel wasn't dreaming. And when he called the third time, Samuel came again to the old man. "Here I am. You did call me," he insisted. Then the penny dropped for Eli. Just as the old man's sight had deteriorated, so had his spiritual perception. Because of the corruption of the day, a message was rarely heard from God, and so his voice had gone unrecognized. Whilst Eli was slow on the uptake, he now knew what to do. "Go and lie down, Samuel, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" Samuel must have returned with many a question in his mind. Could God really want to speak to him? What would his message be? With Eli's instructions fresh in his ears, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears," he went and lay down. I suspect that he was wide awake when the Lord came once more and called, "Samuel, Samuel." Though he'd remembered the words Eli had taught him, he answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Samuel didn't know the Lord yet, but he was listening and prepared to do what the Lord asked him. Samuel was to be God's messenger, and although the word was not always comfortable or welcome, he was obedient to God. The truth of his words soon showed that God was speaking through him. I wonder if we have ever heard God speaking to us. Perhaps we have, but because we don't know him, we haven't recognized his voice. Maybe God is calling us right now through the Bible or through our circumstances of life. It's time to answer, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears, ready to do as he asks." Whilst his message for us might not always be comfortable or welcome, his word and his plans are always for our good. God has spoken to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave himself as a sacrifice so that the sin we all do can be forgiven. For our part, we must be truly sorry for our wrong and trust the Lord Jesus Christ to save us. As you have heard your 5 for today, may you listen more closely for God's voice today. Thank you for listening.